107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate in the studio. It's a pleasure to have Christine Foster with Positive Difference Professional Pet Care. How are you, Christine?
I'm great, Kate. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here to talk with you about the Yellow Dog Project.
Yes, and thanks so much for coming in. And so the Yellow Dog Project, as you mentioned, is starting up in Stratford. So exciting. So for people who are thinking, what the heck is that? I've never heard of it. What is the Yellow Dog Project all about?
So the Yellow Dog Project is a visual awareness public campaign, and it educates about fear, anxiety, and stress in pets. It reduces the stigma for dogs who have fear, anxiety, stress, reactivity, and it gives their families some support. And it's about working together as a community to assist with the mental and emotional support that some dogs may need by giving them space. So essentially, yellow means give a dog space. When I was trained by fear-free veterinarians, they encouraged us to try to see things from the dog's viewpoint, mm-hmm. from their perspective, using a considerate approach. So when I saw this program, this education program, the Yellow Dog Project, it just resonated with me. It fit with my mission, vision, values for what I do with pets.
Yeah, totally. And so where did the Yellow Dog Project come from?
So it was started in 2012 by a dog trainer named Tara Pilar. And it's now used in over 40 countries, and it's becoming more popular, especially since the global pandemic.
Totally.
So much more stress for pets. I think we had the lockdowns and the working from home and the return to work and disruption of all their routines, plus pet ownership went up quite a lot.
Right. Everyone had a pandemic puppy.
Yeah.
And then those dogs were not getting the same social experiences because nobody was outside.
So. No one was ringing the doorbell. Trainers mm-hmm. weren't working. It was a tough time for dogs, and that created a lot more anxiety and specifically separation anxiety as well.
Totally. For people who have pets and dogs, what are the signs of your dog having stress and anxiety that you might overlook at first, but you should get checked out?
One that typically gets overlooked is a dog with a tight smile, because it kind of looks cute, but it's a stress sign. Another one is the ears flat down, hunching over, tail between the legs, pacing, panting, drooling, can be some signs of stress. There's more, but for sure those are the key ones that you would really notice in a dog.
Right.
Especially if someone comes to the door and the dog goes and hides or cowers, or on the opposite end, does some reactivity and jumping.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of behaviors that are fear-based, but I do tell clients that they should also check out with their veterinarian in case there's an underlying medical condition causing these behaviors as well.
Right. And so how does the Yellow Dog Project look in Stratford? I know a couple local businesses already have yellow leashes and yellow bows.
Yeah, so I spoke with a few of my colleagues in the field and partners, community partners. And so Heidi at the Barkery is carrying special bow ties that were created for the project by the Doggy Bow Tie Company. And she's got yellow leashes and a display. And she was really excited about this project. And then Adam at Global Pet Foods. He also has a display with yellow leashes and yellow bow ties that are custom made by Nikki at By the Hill Creations. And then the BIA downtown was so kind to publish a blog that explains to everybody what the Yellow Leash Awareness Project is, because as we get busier and the downtown gets busier, you're going to start to see more yellow leashes and yellow bows on dogs. And it's good that people know what it's about so they can give those dogs the space that they need.
When you say give dogs space, what does that look like out in public?
So, for example, I have a dog, Teddy, and he has a yellow leash and a yellow bow. He's very reactive. He's had a lot of stress. He's a rescue, a lovely dog. Mm-hmm. I've been working with him for a while, and we go for a walk on this trail, mm-hmm. and that's right near the Anne Hathaway School, and there was kids on the trail.
Yeah.
And he's very reactive and scared of kids in particular. So when the kids saw and the teachers saw, I said, oh, Teddy needs some space. And that's why he's wearing a yellow leash and bow. And it was an opportunity to educate them.
Awesome.
And it was great. And they all moved over so that we could walk and have some space so that Teddy would feel safe.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so great. I mean, a lot of people, you know, assume the puppy wants to be pet, and that's not always true.
Exactly right. You've got that exactly right. It's being well received in Stratford so far. I've had lots of comments. I'm glad you're doing this. Thank you. I don't feel so alone anymore. I understand my dog better. It's a great visual resource. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really thrilled with this because it's about the dogs and for the dogs. Could I just do one quote from Tara Pilardi since she did start the Yellow Dog
Absolutely,
Project?
Absolutely,
yes. This is really resonating with me and with dog owners. Dogs can have space issues for a variety of reasons, and you're not the only person with a yellow dog. There are most likely many people in your community. Be proud of your furry family member and the work you're putting into him and her.
I love it. Let's be proud of our furry family members and let's spread awareness with the Yellow Dog Project. Thanks so much, Christine Foster with Positive Difference Professional Pet Care. And of course, you can find these yellow bows and leashes at the Barkery and at Global Pet Foods here in Stratford. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.